We are partnering with Friends of the Rappahannock this year to bring back the Duck Race. It was formerly the Great Rappahannock Duck Race. It is now the FXBG Rubber Ducky Derby. We did a public vote on the name, and that was the name chosen. So we're going to have some fun trying to say Rubber Ducky Derby five times fast.
As you said that, I thought, you know, you could have, for people who have to say that.
It's a tongue twister.
Yeah.
But this year, the festival, with the big push for the 250th, we're hosting it actually on July 4th. We have an event that already takes place at Riverfront Park each year on July 4th, 4th and Fredericksburg Festival. So we will be a component of that larger event. If you've been to that event before, you won't see a lot of changes to their layout and footprint. Okay. You're still going to see all of the food vendors, all of the craft vendors, tons of kids' activities and entertainment. And then in the middle, you will see a whole bunch of duck stuff and crazy people with 2,000 ducks. So they'll be racing down the Rappahannock River. It's a short distance, but how long do you need to watch rubber ducks go down the river in July?
Right.
So, you know, we keep it short so people can try to see it. Our goal is also to live stream for those who can't actually attend the festival in person. We are selling ducks through Friends of the Rappahannock's website. Again, these are rubber ducks. We have gotten that question. These are not live ducks we're releasing. One duckling for $5 or a family of ducks, five for $20, you will receive an assigned number.
Okay.
And all of the ducks will be numbered on top. So they're visible from the top view of the water.
Okay.
So as we're live streaming, hopefully, you'll be able to actually see the number on each of the ducks. It takes a lot of engineering, I would say, and I'm learning a lot about how these events work, but we're basically constructing a pool noodle floating rope situation that will act as a start line to hold all of our ducks in place. We will open that up, lift it, release it, let the ducks go, and then we'll have a funnel system down at the end so we can funnel all of the ducks down into essentially single file so we can determine exactly who the winner is. They are specially made with a weight in the bottom of
them. That's what I wondered, because otherwise it would just go all over the place.
Yep, so this keeps them where they all float upright and in the same direction downstream, keeps it a fair race, and helps them move a little bit faster. Otherwise, we're ending up with more ducks that are getting caught on our shorelines.
Right, and at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you don't want to be saying, just a little bit longer. It just gives us a few more minutes.
Yeah, exactly. We hope it's, you know, 15 or 20 minutes of excitement and cheering on the ducks, and then you can go back and continue your regularly programmed 4th of July celebrations, see your fireworks, get your food downtown.